In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When will the kingdom of God come? This is a question that the Pharisees demanded an answer to from Christ. We read in the Gospel of Luke, in chapter 17, beginning with verse 20. They had seen him talking about the kingdom of God. They had seen him work miracles. But they wanted to know, when was it going to actually come? Because they had their own ideas about what that was going to mean. Christ answered and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." In other words, what he's saying is, you're not going to see the kingdom of God coming, and no one's going to say, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is in you. Now, some translations, when they come to the end of that verse, translate that, the kingdom of God is in your midst, or the kingdom of God is among you. That's a possible translation of the Greek, but when you read the Fathers of the Church, they very consistently translate that as the kingdom of God is within you. This is talking about a spiritual reality. God's kingdom is not a material substance. The essence of God's kingdom is the inner restoration and sanctification of people. The Jews expected an earthly kingdom. They believed that the Messiah was going to come and he was going to destroy all their enemies and that there would be this great and glorious kingdom that would be here on earth. But Christ is suggesting that this is a spiritual kingdom that we need to be seeking. St. Seraphim of Sarov says, "The word of God does not say in vain, the kingdom of God is within you, and also that it suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." And there he's, in the second part of that, he's quoting from Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. One of the levels of meaning when it talks about the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent take it by force that St. Seraphim is explaining, he says that the kingdom of God suffers violence in us when we are attacked by the passions and when we suffer the bonds of sin which fetter us and to keep us from coming to Christ in true repentance. But when it says the violent take it by force, this refers to those that despite the strength and the fetters of sin, and the assaults of the passions press into the kingdom. So this is ignoring your passions, denying yourself, taking up your cross and following Christ. That's how we seize the kingdom of heaven. St. Seraphim also says that when Christ speaks of the kingdom of God, he means the grace of the Holy Spirit. This kingdom of God is now within us, and the grace of the Holy Spirit shines upon us and warms us from without as well. And speaking of those who have achieved this, he says, our present state is that of which the apostle says, the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's Romans 14, verse 17. St. John Cassian, quoting Abba Moses, talks about this very same verse, and he says, if the kingdom of God is within us, and the actual kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy, then the man who abides in those things is most certainly in the kingdom of God. And on the contrary, those who live in unrighteousness and discord and the sorrow that worketh death have their place in the kingdom of the devil and in hell and death. So he says, if you are living in righteousness, peace, and joy of the Lord, you are in the kingdom of God. And if you are not, you are living in the kingdom of the devil. Our job as Christians is not to sit around and wait for God's kingdom to come someday. It's not to make sure that we've understood all the prophecies and we've got our end time chart and we can pinpoint what's going to happen when, although we do believe that the kingdom of God will one day come in its fullness. But our focus should be that when that day comes, we are going to be prepared and be worthy of that day. It's also true that the kingdom of God is not going to come because a sufficient number of crusaders for good go out and fix all the world's problems, although there's nothing wrong with trying to do that. People need to try to better the world and try to make the lives of their fellow man better. But that's not how the kingdom of God is coming. The kingdom of God is within you. And we need to work to change ourselves and to enter into that kingdom. And if we do that, the world around us will be changed because we have changed ourselves first. But we need to not sit around and wait for the world to change or wait for other people to change and say, if only this happened, I could be a pious Christian, or if that changed in my life, I could really devote myself to God. You have to change yourself, and then the world around you and the people around you will be changed. The Gospel of John says that Christ is the true light that gives light to every man that comes into the world. And God has also put into each and every one of us an awareness of him in our hearts, as well as a desire to know him. The kingdom of God is there to be taken by force. Only when we have entered the kingdom of God within us will we be within the kingdom of God and be able to truly advance the kingdom of God in this world around us. Amen.